Semi-finals, here we come. The Bombers took the Brooms out in Kindersley Wednesday night, surviving a late push to win 2-1 and sweep the Clippers. The Bombers started behind the 8-ball, with top playoff scorer Alexi Silvestre sustaining a 2-game suspension for a hit in Game 3. Tyson Smith was also out for the Bombers, having hurt his shoulder on a hit midway through the previous game. Kindersley played third-string goalie John McPherson but also got defender Austin Osiawi, the team's top defenseman, back from an injury layoff. The first period was a seesaw affair, with neither team taking control for long. Both teams ended the period with a power play, 11 shots and no goals. Heading into the second tide, Carter Anderson nearly got the Bombers on the board, but McPherson robbed him to keep the game scoreless. With the Bombers up on a power play, McPherson stopped another pair of big chances and helped the home team kill off Flynn Flon's man advantage. On the other end of the ice, Harmon Laser Hume helped kill off a power play and also robbed an Anderson, this time, Kindersley's Zachary Anderson. The deadlock was finally broken in the back half of the second period. Justin Lies took a feed from Anderson and got on the score sheet, giving the Bombers a 1-0 lead. Kindersley threw the kitchen sink at the Bomber goal to finish the second, even pulling McPherson with a couple seconds left on a faceoff in the Bomber zone, but Flynn Flon held tall, going into the third up a goal. With 20 minutes separating the Clippers from playoff doom, the team entered the third ready to leave it all on the ice. A pair of early chances by Kindersley were met with stops by Laser Hume, while a 2-minute man advantage with Lies in the box led to nothing. A 2-on-1 for the Clips was stopped by the Bombers' Anthony Bax, who dove between the two forwards and broke it up. The Bombers' early grind paid off 7 minutes into the period, when Matt Egan showed Kindersley how you're supposed to do a 2-on-1, keeping, firing and ripping a shot bar down on McPherson. The 100 or so Bomber fans in the crowd cheered hard as Egan, now in his third and final year as a Bomber, finally scored his first ever playoff goal for the squad. A little bit of rough stuff would take place in the third, as had happened in all three previous games in the series, with players from both teams exchanging pleasantries. Riley Niven and Lies would be taken to the box for the Bombers, Nathan DeGraves and Cobe Perlinger would be led away for the Clippers and the band would play on. The Clippers threw everything but the kitchen sink in the mid and late third. Logan Linklater almost solved Laser Hume late with a point-blank chance, but Flynn Flon's goalie got a limb on that shot and knocked it away. Lies would get the gate for the third time in the period with just over 5 minutes to go, giving Kindersley a prime chance to get on the board. Laser Hume got a glove on a long shot through traffic by DeGraves, made a couple of stops and the defense helped keep danger at bay. However, the power play would disappear when DeGraves caught Adam McNutt high, getting a roughing penalty and making it 4-on-4 with less than 4 minutes left. The Bombers ate time off the clock down low, pinning the puck against the boards, but didn't take off enough. The Clippers' efforts finally paid off with less than 3 minutes to go, when Cam Perlinger banged the puck home shorthanded in a scrum in front of Laser Hume. When DeGraves left the box, McPherson fled for the bench and got the Clippers an extra attacker, 6-on-5, do-or-die time. Despite their late surge though, the Clippers didn't do and henceforth died. The Bombers got the puck out of danger just long enough to stay ahead at the final whistle. Clippers fans can stash away their signs for another season, their team will be free to book the earliest possible tee time and the Bombers will advance to the semifinals for the third straight season. Laser Hume made 34 saves on 35 shots for the win, while McPherson stopped 21 shots on the night. Egan's goal would stand as a game and series winner. Two teams punched their tickets for the semifinal Wednesday, the Bombers and the Battleford's North Stars, who beat Melville 3-2 in overtime and clinched a sweep. Rylan Williams, the son of former Bomber forward Danny Williams, got the series clinching OT goal. Melfort defeated Estevan 5-2, moving ahead in their series 3-1, while Humboldt and Weyburn went to overtime in a hard-fought Game 4, with Weyburn's Nick Kovach playing hero and tying the series at 2. Flynn Flon, as the league's top seed, will face the lowest remaining seed after the first round. If all higher-ranked teams win their series, the Bombers would face the Stars in the semis. Flin Flon outscored the Clippers 19-3 in the series, shutting the Clippers out twice and coming just moments away from doing it three times. The Clippers did not score a single goal at even strength in the series, getting two powerplay markers as well as Perlinger's shorthanded score Wednesday. Laser Hume faced 120 shots by the Clippers. He saved 117 of them. Four Bomber players scored as many goals in the series as the entire Clippers roster managed in the entire series. 1. Silvestre did so in just one period in Game 2. The game signals the end of the junior careers of seven Clippers players. Forwards Tylan Hilbig, Easton Inglis, Logan Linklater, Brock Muller and Cale Taylor, and defenders Nathan DeGraves and Simon Diaz.